They say it was amazing. He won 3 Piston Cups.
He did what in his cup?
Have you ever finished short of the finish line? It's not always a bad thing coming in second place. Think about the Piston Cup. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 163. You know, much is said about finishing in second place.
Congrats on the loss, me bucko!
And sometimes finishing in second place isn't always a bad thing because you learn so much from your mistakes, but also,
this is not good for my image.
The loser becomes a winner, like McQueen.
Ka-chow!
McQueen sees the King wreck out in the Piston Cup and he stops just short of the finishing line, letting Hicks win. McQueen thinks back to Doc's career-ending stunt and then backs up to push the King the rest of the way across the line so he can finish his last race and retire with dignity. You know, Hicks, the winner of the Piston Cup, he gets booed off the stage. But McQueen, the loser, he is praised by the King, his wife, Dynaco, the press, and the crowd for his sportsmanship. And he's even offered the Dynaco or sponsorship. He passes on that. But McQueen, he returns to Radiator Springs. He puts it back on the map, makes it the headquarters of the McQueen team, and he gets the girl at the end. I mean, he gets the girl, Car, Sally, at the end.
Come on, let's take a drive.
A drive?
Yeah, a drive. Don't you big city race cars ever just take a drive?
No. No, we don't.
So, finishing second place isn't always a bad thing. You learn a lot from it, and that's from Cars. Pretty in-depth flick, but I think there's a couple reasons why it won the Best Picture of the Year when it came out. And there is a Cars 2 coming out, of course. So today in Guy and Taya, thanks a lot for checking it out. I have Broke City, Hollow Horse, Stay, and a couple other cool bands, but Broke City's up first. With A Life You Won't Miss. It's a really cool band, very progressive. Hope you like it.
I woke today, all the colors of the rainbow bend in different shades of gray. And it seems like a waste just to carry on like every other man takes his place without a face. And no one knows just where we go. And we try so hard. Take control, fight like hell just to lose it all. But please don't forget, they sold you a life you don't need.
What if I told you
you could have it for free? And do you feel you've taken a risk, or have you settled on this? A life you won't miss when you're gone away. And who cares if I'm wrong?
They sold you. What
So that was Broke City out of Salt Lake City, Utah, with a track called A Life You Won't Miss. And I like this band, but I always feel sorry for this band because they were on a record label. They worked really, really hard, and they were picked up by kind of like an independent record label, Maverick Records. And you know how it is. You work really, really hard to get a deal with a record label. But then, right as they sign the deal, as they ink the deal, as they're about to put out their CD, that Maverick Records was bought up by Warner Brothers. And then Warner Brothers says, you know, Broke City, we're not going to put your CD out. And so they were canned. So they have a party, invite all their friends, and then the next day, they lose it all. So nevertheless, they were picked up by another record label, or actually, they put that CD out by themselves, Broke City. So I'm supporting them, and I hope you guys do too. Go to gynetai.com and check out the link to Broke City, where you can get The Answer. That's the name of the CD. Because I tried to do right and hold my head high to keep strong. Okay, next up is a fellow teacher. This is Kenny Little's band, Hollow Horse, with a track called Halfway There, out of Glasgow, Scotland. Halfway There. In one snap of my fingers, years go by. Time is a lightning storm, it's a blink of the eye.
TV, the papers, you can't buy this kind of publicity.
Let's cruise, baby.
Low and slow.
Shh, 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 shh. Do you hear that? It's the winds of change.
Hey, welcome to Guy in a Tie, the best in new and independent music. Here's a rock and roll band called Stay, and they're touring right now in Michigan. This is Stay. They're a rock and roll band from Boston, Massachusetts, with a track called Move, Jamie, Move, off their CD, Games with Girls.
I don't mean to be foreign, but sweetie, I like the way you're moving those jeans, so make this count and break your thing down.
Independent band called Stay off their CD, Games with Girls. And I like that CD a lot. I like rock and roll, of course. And you can pick it up at Smart Punk and iTunes, as always. I made a link, guyinatie.com. And they are presently touring through Michigan, Flint, Rochester, Grand Rapids. And then they're going to move down to Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, through the West, down to Texas. So they're not in part of the Warped Tour, but they're definitely doing a lot of touring this summer. So I like them a lot and hope you guys do too. They're independent. They're a four-member band, and they have no one yet. So buy their merchandise or make a comment. And if you do like that track, send them an email on their MySpace or Facebook or whatever you do and say, hey, I heard you guys on guyinatie.com. Thanks a lot for letting guyinatie play the music, and I dig it. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
Made you look.
Number two.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number three.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Number four.
Candy Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree?
Number five. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
So that was a Clicker Challenge, and later on in today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll play that again, and then I'll give you the answer. So next up is a band called Jacko Pierce. It's a combination of Jack O'Neill and Gary Pierce. They're from Dallas, Texas, so they combined their Jacko Pierce, Jack O, and Gary Pierce. Anyways, they formed this band in 1998, and then they played for, you know, about 10 years, and then they broke up, and then they got together again, and they put out, you know, probably like 15, 20 shows a year now, so they must be fathers and just kind of like doing it for fun. But they put out a CD called Promise for Summer, and the track I'm going to play that I have permission to play is called Summer's Gone, off their Summer's Gone CD. So Promise of Summer, this is Jacko Pierce. Hope you guys dig it. I'm Guy in a Tie.
both been here before, wondering if it will be more than a few calls and some letters. A thousand miles or so away, when our summer clothes give way to heavy blankets and sweaters. And I'll miss you, but I'll remember your face in my hands on that day we said goodbye. Summer's gone, but with a wave of hands, just keep me in your plans. You've got school and I've got the band. Hope that you'll understand. I remember our first night under stars and firelight. It didn't seem to bother you. I've been watching you a while. I loved your laugh, I loved your smile, and everything was brand new. And I miss you, but I remember your face in my hands on that day we said goodbye. Summer's gone with a wave of hands, just keep me in your plans. You've got school and I've got the band. Hope that you'll understand. I would have waited around for you to come back around, but maybe we were meant for summer. Summer's gone with a, just keep me in your plans. 'Cause you've got school and I've got the band. Hope that you'll understand. I would have waited for you. Summer's gone with a wave of hands, just keep me in your plans. I would have waited for you, but you've got school and I've got the band. Hope that you'll understand. Know that you'll understand.
They're asking me what it is. It's a style.
Style.
It's an edge. It's that flow.
Flow.
Go ahead.
It's
GuyInATie.com.
In the air, I think it's time to leave. I know, 'cause it feels like history repeated, yet I still.
so can we start again? I know. Yeah, it feels like history's repeating. So will you take me in? I know. We run and we crawl. We hold it up till it falls.
That beautiful track, You and I, was brought to you by Paul Freeman. And the track is called You and I. And actually, I heard that first. My wife, on Friday night, she likes to listen to Ghost Whisper on CBS. And I heard the track there, and I did a little bit of research on the guy. And it's awesome. So you can download that. His new CD that's coming out is called Earthquakes. And actually, it features the track Earthquakes, if you watch that Ghost Whispers. Jessica Love Hewitt, she's beautiful too. So hey, that was Paul Freeman. I love it. Just go to gynetai.com and there's a link. And actually, if you sign up for his email, you can get a free MP3 of You and I. That's what I did. So I hope you guys dig it.
We push and pull till it breaks.
Right, it's now time for the clicker challenge. I'll play it once and then I'll give you the answers. Number one.
Made you look.
Number two.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number three.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy. Candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Number four.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree?
Number five. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
All right, here's the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Aladdin.
Made you look.
Number two, Ice Age with Manny.
Don't make me reach back there.
Yeah, well, he started it.
I don't care who started it. I'll finish it.
Number three, Will Ferrell, an elf.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
Number four. That's Cindy from Dr. Seuss, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree?
Number five, Jurassic Park. Hold on to your butts.
Hold on to your butts.
I like that one of Elf, because I always say that to my kids. What are we having for dinner? We're having candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. We do that a lot. Now they say it. What are we having? Are we having syrup or candy canes? I love my kids. All right. As much as I love doing podcasting, this is Making April. Oh, man, this is the last track of today's Guided High podcast. This is Making April with a track called Roses and Butterflies, and this is one of my kids' favorite tracks too. So I hope you guys are bearing with me today. I kind of went mellow today, 5 or 6 tracks mellow, and this is Roses and Butterflies by Making April.
I can see where you are, I can tell you're enjoying it so far. I would love to escape, but now I'm bound by the burn of your eyes. Looking on as I'm starting to realize I'm a pawn in your game, and this is checkmate. As the roses lift their heads to catch a glimpse of my demise, you'll be throwing lies around like ocean waves throw down the tides, and they are breaking on my shore. And the rescue team won't save me now, I'm out.
I'm taken by your whole family.
So that's it for today's Gynetide Podcast, episode number 163. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and it's okay if you're in second place. No big deal. You know, this is just summertime for me. I'm not really doing a lot of the Gynetide schools and session stuff, but, you know, just think about cars. McQueen, he came in second place, but, man, he was a winner. So I like Broke City. I definitely enjoyed Hollow Horse. Stay. Jaco Pierce was new for me. Paul Freeman was new. And then Making April. So I hope you guys enjoyed these new and independent tracks today on Gynetide. They're free. They're independent. They're alternative. They're a little bit of emo for you. So go to Gynetide.com. Post a comment to Gynetide or send me an email at Gynetide. Or tell me if you like any music or what you don't like or what you want to hear again. And as always, just vote for something because I'll put it in at the end of the year. The Gynetide 5 Gold Star Show. So this is it. Gynetide. Hope you enjoy your summer. See ya.